Welcome to the EncouragingChristians.com podcast. Thank you for joining us. Get ready for today's encouraging truth from God's Word. 1 John 5:13 reads, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Today I want us to think about the blessing of assurance of salvation. The blessing of assurance of salvation. Let me ask you, do you remember the time, the very moment that you asked Jesus Christ to save you? Do you remember when the Spirit of God came into your heart, cleansed you of sin, quickened your dead spirit, and gave you eternal life? Do you remember when you were saved? Do you remember when you were born into the family of God spiritually? See, this is important because all of your Christian life is built on this foundation that you know 100% for sure if something happened to you physically and you died, your soul separated from your body, that you would be absent from the body and you'd be present with Christ. You would be in heaven. Do you know that? See, Satan knows if he can get you shaky on this very thing right here, Christian, he can then undermine the rest of your testimony. He can undermine your fellowship with God. He can undermine and make you question and doubt everything about God. Just like when he came to Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, "Yea, hath God said, yea, hath God said." Satan wants to get you shaky about your salvation. See, you are a child of God. You've been born into the family of God. And these things, John wrote, to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. There's an assurance of salvation, and there's a blessing that comes with that. When you have assurance of salvation, you know in your heart, I'm a born-again, blood-bought child of God, and I belong to Jesus forever, then everything else is secondary. That's the most important thing in your life. And because of that, your fellowship with God can be strong today because you have a relationship with God. See, if you're always questioning and you're doubting, I wonder, did I really trust Christ? Did I really believe? Did I really get born again? I've committed sin since then. I'm not sure. I don't know. Okay, then get back in the Word of God. Study the Word of God. Wait a minute. What do you mean get back in the Word of God? Well, how many times do you have to be born? See, this is the conversation that Jesus had with Nicodemus. He said, "Ye must be born again." Well, let's see. Does God kick people out of his family? I've never found anywhere in the Bible where God has kicked somebody out of his spiritual family. See, what Jesus says is when you're God's, you are in his hand and no man can pluck you out of his hand. When the Holy Spirit comes in and seals you until the day of redemption, you are sealed completely. That means in all the spiritual realm, the devil and all demons, they see this message from God that says, "This is my child, your hands are off, he's mine forever." But see, what Satan does is he'll send you fiery darts. See, Ephesians chapter 6, when we talk about that, all of a sudden we talk about spiritual warfare. Satan wants you to get off of this game and off of your A game by getting you shaky on the salvation part. Well, am I really saved? Did I really trust Christ? Am I sure? Listen, I don't care what some preacher gets up and says. If you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're born into his family. You might not always feel close to your father, but that doesn't mean you're not in his family. You might be a wayward child of God, but that doesn't mean you're not in his family. And just because you have sin in your life doesn't mean the first thing you do is question your salvation. And when people who say that they represent God stand up and always preach to undermine and undercut and make you doubt your salvation, it is not of God. It is not of God. It is not from God's word. Because God's representatives, they don't write you and they don't preach to you and they don't tell you how to question and doubt your salvation. They do what John did in 1 John 5:13. "These things have I written unto you that ye may that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life." It's all about assurance. See, John 14:1-3 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So not only was it that John was concerned about, we know that Jesus is our Savior. Jesus, when he spoke with his disciples on the night before he went to the cross, he was concerned that they understood he wasn't leaving them to forsake them. He was only going to be gone for a while to prepare a place for them. That message for them is the same message for you and I today. Do you know, are you 100% sure? And I'm not making you question, I'm not questioning you to doubt your salvation. I'm questioning you to know there's a blessing that comes with being assured. I'm a born again, blood bought child of God, and I got a home in heaven waiting for me. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. I can walk in victory today with God over the world, the flesh, and the devil, all simply because I am God's child right now. Do you have the blessing of assurance of salvation? Thank you for joining us today for the EncouragingChristians.com podcast. Please explore our website for more encouraging truth from God's Word.